Next item is 052707. Joseph
Krasinski.
Thank you. I needed that.
Mr. Krasinski has requested after the fact authorization to retain deck railings and a 3-foot wide stairway constructed as part of a flat roof open sided boathouse adjacent to his property along the Quiet Creek in Stafford County. Kathy, if I could have the lights, please. Again, Mr. Krasinski's property is located on a Quiet Creek in this location. You can see here an aerial view. You can see the pier, and then a little bit closer up here, this is his property. Excuse me. This is his property here with the pier. And this is another aerial shot that was recently flown last month, showing his property here as well as here. And again, another aerial view. Just to get into a little bit of the history of this project, again, I'm sorry, another aerial view from above. In 1990, Mr. Krasinski submitted an application to our office asking to construct a private non-commercial pier. It had dimensions of 4 foot wide by 60 foot long with a 4 foot wide by 40 foot long T-head platform, as well as some finger piers, as well as a 24 by 24 decking platform on that straddled the wetland and subaqueous area along the shoreline. By letter in April of 1990, staff informed Mr. Krasinski that his pier would not require authorization from the VMRC. 10 years later, he came back with another application, this time to construct an open-sided flat-roof boathouse. Staff noted in this application that the configuration of the pier had changed, though we felt that at that time that it still qualified for the private pier exemption under 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. You see the drawings here. This is supposed to represent the boathouse, the flat roof. This drawing here does not show how the pier would connect, but another drawing does show a gangway. Again, a flat roof boathouse. There's no mention here in these drawings of steps or railings. This is looking towards the shoreline through the boathouse. And again, a cross section, and this time they do show the gangway or ramp that did connect to the boathouse. The issues with this project: on July 25th, 2005, staff received a subsequent application, number 051711, from Mr. Krasinski, this time to extend his pier an additional 38 feet and add 2 60-foot by 3-foot wide finger piers onto that extension, as well as a 60,000-pound boat lift. This was being proposed in anticipation of Mr. Krasinski's purchase of a 46-foot Hatteras. During a review of the application, staff noted that the application on this particular drawing, which has now been void because it has been revised by Mr. Krasinski's agent, there is both stairways shown here in yellow as well as a jacuzzi hot tub. Both of these were not previously authorized by the commission. Staff looked through all commission records that we could find, including the previous applications we've just gone through, and found no evidence that the commission had previously authorized these. Therefore, staff conducted a site visit September 29, 2005, along with Mr. Krasinski in our presence, and confirmed the existence of the unauthorized second-story deck, which included a set of stairs, deck railings, a hot tub, a propane heating unit, and an assortment of outdoor furniture. In addition, staff observed an unauthorized piling structure identified as a swing by Mr. Krasinski that had been constructed adjacent to the pier. Therefore, staff had issued a sworn complaint, notice to comply, on October 13th, 2005. The notice to comply directed Mr. Krasinski to remove the unauthorized structures and additions or submit an after-the-fact application and retain them. Mr. Krasinski promptly complied with removing the hot tub and swing and applied after the fact to retain the railings and steps leading up to the flat roof of the boathouse. Let's quickly go through these other photographs here. These are photos that were taken on the site visit of September 29th. This is from standing at the beginning of the pier on the upland looking out towards, and you can see here steps going up as well as through the railings. You can see a structure here which will end up being shown as the hot tub here, as well as the propane heating unit and furniture, as well as the railings. And from above, looking back towards the shoreline, this is the piling structure he had recently constructed that he had said was going to be used as a swing. He did submit an after-the-fact application to retain these. These are the drawings from that application, which do provide staff as well as the commission with a baseline footprint of the entire project as it exists today for future compliance. And this is a photograph showing, this is on October 17th of 2005, after he had removed the hot tub structure from on top of the roof. Both sets of adjacent property owners signed adjacent property owners' acknowledgement forms stating that they did not have any objection to the project. Both the Game Department as well as Department of Conservation and Recreation did submit comments that are in your record. But neither one of them had concerns that raised objection. No other state agencies have raised concerns or objections to the project as well. For summary and recommendation, Aquia Creek has had a history of large piers and boathouses. Most of the piers and boathouses did not require a permit from the VMRC. Under previous versions of Section 28.2.1203A5 of the Code of Virginia, VMRC has also previously permitted a number of large multi-slip and or enclosed boathouses along the creek. Although unauthorized, the applicant's after-the-fact request does not stand out from many of the other large piers with expansive decking platforms and multiple slip enclosed boathouses that can be seen along Aquia Creek. Neither adjacent property owner objects to the project, and the nearest pier lies approximately 820 feet upstream of Mr. Krasinski's. Although Mr. Krasinski maintains that it was his intention all along to use the flat roof of the boathouse as a deck platform, his previous application drawings fail to reflect this plan or use. His previous application submissions, however, demonstrate that he was aware of the need to obtain VMRC authorization before proceeding with any construction activities over state-owned subaqueous land. In light of the Commission's previous decision to deny an after-the-fact request to retain a hot tub over state-owned bottom in the Cage case last year in Portsmouth, staff felt that the major issues with Mr. Krasinski's violation were the non-water-dependent use of the hot tub as well as the non-water-dependent swing. Both of these structures have now been removed and are relocated upland by the applicant. Accordingly, staff recommends the Commission approve Mr. Krasinski's after-the-fact request. In addition, staff recommends the Commission consider an appropriate civil charge based upon minimal environmental impact and a moderate degree of noncompliance. Also, in your evaluation shown in your packets, we failed to mention that because this is an after-the-fact application, it is standard procedure for us to recommend triple permit fees. Commission has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Mr. Krasinski is here, and I'm sure would answer any questions if you have any for him.
Rick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have one question. I just want to make sure I understand your argument for in trying to justify retention of the structure. As I understand it, you're not saying that the second floor railing is de minimis per se. You're basically saying that the largest elements and most substantive elements of the violation have been corrected. That is the largest structural portions, like the hot tub, et cetera, have been removed.
Right. But the initial thing that drew the red flag in our initial review of his previous application was the jacuzzi that was shown in the drawing.
Right.
And that he promptly removed that within 3 or 4 days after receiving the notice to comply. So.
Okay, but what's left is a railing structure that basically facilitates use of the second floor that may not be water dependent, but again, it's not protested, and that's factored into your calculations here.
Right, as well as the fact that on Aquia Creek, if you've ever visited up there, there are some substantial boathouses and piers that had previously been built under previous revisions or versions of the law, as well as permits have been granted for large boathouses. And we felt that in light of those structures on this particular creek, that this structure paled in comparison in some ways, and we didn't feel that it was necessary in this case to recommend denial.
Okay, and under your recommendations, you would allow the continued use of it, but certainly not the addition of any additional permanent structures on that second floor. Right?
Exactly. We wouldn't want to see any, we certainly would not want to see a roof above that or the return of the hot tub or anything
right.
like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions?
Yeah.
Chick.
So as far as the second story use over, I just want to clarify this because I've had several people already ask me about this. There have been other areas that we have not approved second story uses of a roof in this type of situation, but because of this, the area that this is in, that's why you're saying that this would be permissible.
That's the reasoning we looked at this because of this particular creek. There are other waterways in the state where there's sometimes, you know, structures that have been allowed that would not necessarily be allowed in every other creek, and it's only because they have similar structures existing in that creek that were already allowed under previous permits or under previous revisions or versions of the law.
Okay.
More questions? Thank you.
Mr. Taylor?
I'm sorry, Dr. Jones.
With a railing up there, how would you ensure that that wouldn't have non-water dependent use? I mean, a year or two, a hot tub could reappear.
Well, if that were to happen, I mean, it would certainly be a violation again that we would, we would be amendable to the commission adding an exclusion on the use of that flat roof if they feel that it's necessary.
Any more questions? Thank you. Is the applicant present? Would you come forward, please? Raise your right hand.
Yes, sir.
Swear to tell the whole truth, not but truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name and your address.
Sure. Joseph Krasinski. My address is 12303 Persimmon Place, Woodbridge, Virginia.
Thank you.
This is the property my sons and I use.
Would you like to explain to us your reason for keeping this, and do you agree with staff's recommendation?
Yes, sir. I'd like to say that I'd like to compliment Mr. Grab and his staff, Mr. McGinnis, for being very professional, very timely, and very helpful for me. Excellent. And I agree with his recommendation and his proposal. I have no problem with it.
Does the commission have any questions, Rick?
I do. Mr. Chairman, sir, could you please tell us what your intended use of the second floor deck is?
My intended use of the second floor deck? Basically to maintain it and also for my for storage, and I have a picture of storage, and my granddaughters to safely go up and use it. It's pretty far away to use it very, very socially now.
But
because I don't have any reason to go out there.
Okay, but to be clear, you don't plan on putting any additional
absolutely
structures
not. This
up there.
This has been too tough of a process. I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot again. You've got to remember, I gave you guys all this opportunity because I drew the drawings or the way I did, and I'm not going to do this again. You've convinced me not to. No, I'm not going to build anything else up there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any more questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anybody here that has any objections to this application? Let the record show nobody objects to it. The matter is for the commission. What's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept staff recommendation.
Mr. Holland makes a motion to accept staff recommendations.
I'll second that, and I have a question. Mr. Chairman, staff has recommended an appropriate civil charge based on minimal environmental impact and moderate noncompliance. Based on the matrix, that would be $1,200. Is the maker of the motion amenable to that?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, Mr. Thomas, that's it.
Thank you,
$1,200, fine. All right, any more discussion of the motion?
I'd just like to say that this doesn't mean that anybody can put up stairs and railing on top of their boathouse and say, think they can come to us and pay $1,200 and they get it. This is a region that is very unique in its style of boathouses. The water dependency use of the second story is questionable at best, but is known in the region on that creek. So it does conform with like-kind structures.
I agree. Any more discussion? All right, the motion is before you. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed. Any abstentions? The motion carries. On item 11, Town of Chincoteague.
Town of Chincoteague requests after the fact authorization to retain and continue to install approximately 20,000 feet of slip lining inside the existing 16-inch water line from the mainland to the new water line west of Black Narrows Channel. There will be 26 access pits along the existing water line, which will be excavated to allow for maintenance and repair access. The project is to repair and maintain the existing water line to the town of Chincoteague. A state wetlands permit is required. It's a quad sheet showing the location and